understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Right off the bat, the weather is of concern today. I've been checking with the National Weather Service, and it looks like at this point, maybe in Missouri and southern Illinois, the chances are much higher for some severe weather this evening. However, there's still about a 40% chance in our area, so keep your eye on the weather apps, the Weather Channel, and be prepared if any of these storms head this way. As you know, there have been a good number of tornadoes out in the Midwest and around Oklahoma and elsewhere across the country. Very frightening situations, and best I can tell is that sometime between 4 and 7 p.m. This evening, right now, appears to be the greatest chance for severe weather here in Marion and the surrounding area. Well, Kentucky Highway 2123 is shut down today and probably will be the rest of the week as state highway crews are back out at that bridge on across Caney Fork Creek just south of Glendale Church Road. And that bridge was replaced, if you remember, back a few months ago. But some more work is left to be done. The bridge deck has to be paved, and the approaches have to be completed. So they're saying, weather permitting, it'll take about a week to get that done. Some weather in the forecast this week, so be prepared if it runs a little longer. Congratulations to Crittenden County High School senior Presley Potter. She's been selected to the Governor's Scholar Program. That's a very prestigious and highly competitive program to get into. It's a 5-week summer residential experience, and she will spend her summer at sessions hosted by Center College, Morehead State University, and Murray State. She is the daughter of Melora and Tom Potter of Marion. And another Crittenden County junior, Alana Henry, is an alternate to that program right now. Well, let's hear from a couple of our partners, and we'll be back in just a moment with more news and sports.
Crittenden County Attorney Bart Frazier asked for the community's vote in the primary election May 19th. Frazier is a fourth-generation Crittenden Countyan, dedicated to strengthening the county and making it a safer and better place for every family. Frazier is conservative, pro-life, and a lifetime member of the NRA. Frazier asks for your vote May 19th for Crittenden County Attorney, paid for by candidate.
Do you need help around your home or farm? Preferred Tree and Land is here to serve. Total tree and stump removal, landscaping, dirt hauling, drainage system, grade and dirt work, retaining walls. Call for a free estimate. Find them on Facebook at Preferred Tree and Land. Stuart Haberlock, owner, 270-625-1041. Again, that's 270-625-1041. Preferred Tree and Land.
Well, at a recent Crittenden County Board of Education meeting, teacher Isaac Carter, he's the band director out at the school as well, he presented an opportunity for Crittenden County schools to join the e-sports competition in the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. E-sports are games. It's gaming that you do on a computer. And Evansville is the closest place where there's a center where the team from here could go. So plans are very preliminary, but if you're interested in that kind of stuff, get in touch with some of the administrators there at the school if you're a student. I think there's going to be a survey pretty soon to see how many students and who might be interested. So that's on the radar. Pretty interesting. We would be one of the few schools in West Kentucky that would have this type of a program. Well, the Crittenden County Fiscal Court met in special session on Friday and continued concerns about the financial condition of the detention center dominated discussions during the meeting. A lot of talk about how they're going to meet payroll. Looks like there's a big payment coming in from the federal inmate program, and it's just it's been a monthly thing over the past 4 or 5 months that the population in the jail has been going down for a lot of different reasons, and there is some light at the end of the tunnel, it does appear, as the numbers of inmates are trending upward, and so far no money had been moved over to the jail from the general fund as of last week. Crittenden County's May primary election is just around the corner on May 19th, and just ahead of that, on May 9th, there will be a town hall meeting which will feature candidates that are running for office. They will be speaking and answering questions. That'll be on May 9th, 5:30 p.m. That will be at Foes Hall. I'll remind you that no excuse early voting for the primary election will be May 14th through 16th, and that will be out at the Crittenden County Office Complex, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. Now, this week, big news, Grand March and Prom on Saturday. Of course, those folks who will be graduating soon are will be having their last opportunity to take a date to the prom. And the Grand March, of course, that's a very favorite event for the public, and it will be at 7 p.m. That's usually kind of in the mid-afternoon, but this year it will be at 7 p.m. at Rocket Arena, and the dance is going to be right there in the gymnasium. A couple of Crittenden County deputies that were sworn back a few months ago are just now completing their training from the Kentucky Department of Criminal Justice and Training Academy. That's a 20-week course. It teaches them basic law enforcement. So Dustin Boland and Tyler Garner are expected to graduate on Thursday and will join the Sheriff's Department full-time from then on. And one more bit of news, Crittenden County Board of Education last week voted unanimously to extend Superintendent Tanya Driver's contract through June 30th of 2030. That's a new four-year contract, which is somewhat standard for superintendents. And the salary was not released, but right now, based on information from Freedom of Information Act sources, the salary of the superintendent here in Crittenden County is just over $122,000 a year, and that ranks among the lowest in Kentucky. In fact, Crittenden County is 174th out of 85 districts in superintendent pay.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
And a big thank you to Jason Hatfield at Marion Pit Barbecue for feeding the Lady Rockets on Friday before they headed out on a three-game series over the weekend when they beat McLean County on Friday night and then beat Owensboro and Bowling Green, two big city schools, on Saturday at the new facility softball park there in Owensboro. It's right behind the Moonlight Barbecue, and it is a grand facility. It's just like what you would see in on a college campus. And Lady Rockets beat both of those teams. They've now won four in a row.
L. McDaniel and Andrea Federico had home runs over the weekend in that series, and both of them are hitting pretty well, as is Anna Boone. She's on fire. She had a couple of triples and was 4-for-4 against Owensboro. Drove in a bunch of runs over the weekend. Lady Rockets will be at home tomorrow night on Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. start against Lyon County, a key 5th District game. This is a very important contest in the league standings, and not much time left in the season. Playoffs will begin May 18th. The Rocket baseball team was on the road this weekend as well, played a doubleheader over in Ohio County. They lost in extra innings to McLean County 8-4 after being blanked by Christian County 11-0. Now the Rockets will be in action tonight down at Mayfield, and that is a non-district game. Actually, it's a non-region game. Mayfield's in the first region. So tomorrow night, however, on Tuesday, Rockets will host Livingston Central in a 5th district matchup out at Gordon Blue Guest Stadium at Marion Crittenden County Park. And congratulations to Landon Woodall. He will have an official signing day on Wednesday of this week out at Rocket Arena, 2 p.m., and he will be signing a letter of intent to be a manager. He's been a football manager for the Rocket football team, and he's going to attend Oakland City University in Southern Illinois, where he will continue similar responsibilities with the football program there. In local track and field, down at Mayfield on Saturday, River Rogers was 4th in the 800 meters. C.J. Nelson, 3rd in the 1600 meters. Noah Martinez won the 3200 meter race. Alex Hewitt was 5th in the 300. Trey Taylor, 4th in the high jump. Grayson Hall, 2nd in discus and 2nd in shot put. And Parker Phillips was 4th and 5th in both of those, respectively. And on the girls' side, 3,200 meters, 5th place was Aubrey Grau. And Susanna Suggs was 5th in the 300-meter hurdles. Presley Potter was 3rd in the girls' high jump. And 4th in the girls' discus was Aubrey Grau. A complete listing of all the results from that meet and from all the ball games over the weekend and late last week will be in this week's Crittenden Press, so grab you one. Turkey Hunters will continue. That season runs through May 10th. So far, field reports are good. The hunters are telling me that maybe the turkeys are not as vocal as they were earlier, but still lots of long beards, and the harvest is going very well. Squirrel season will begin May 16th and run through June 19th. And don't forget the bullfrog season, May 16th through October 31st. That's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.